Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hello and welcome to the March 12th, 2012 edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. We're joined, as always, by the human hand grenade Danny Only and Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. But we also have a special guest again tonight to start the show off. We've got Professor Morte from the Silver Scream Spook Show. He has a big announcement to make about the March 28th Wrestling with Pop Culture Anniversary Show with Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. So, Morte, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you tonight, Jonathan?
Doing all right. How'd you enjoy the Days of the Dead Festival over the weekend?
Oh, I enjoyed it immensely. You know, I think I was one of the only ones that didn't get peed on in the parking lot. And there was, you know, I managed to sidestep all the puddles of vomit and blood. So, you know, I feel like I made it out there pretty good. You know, no dry cleaning bills. You know, the show was a smashing success, as you saw. You know, we had a full house and lots of big laughs, and it was a lot of fun. But like you said, you know, that show is over, and we need to talk about this show that we're doing with you. And I wanted to tell you, I've got a really, really big announcement to make.
Okay, well, hold on just a second. We've got another caller, and I recognize this number.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to bring this person on the line. Hey, thank you for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. I believe this is Stephen Platinum's number that
it
I see.
It is indeed Stephen Platinum. How are you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
Great. I'm great, doing wonderfully.
It's been a while since we've heard from you. What can we do for you tonight?
March 28th, I just wanted to make an announcement. On March 28th at the Landmark Theater, as part of the Atlanta Film Festival, they're going to be showing The Booker. I believe it's at 8 o'clock. I'm not 100% sure about that. But they're showing the documentary.
7:15.
Oh, 7:15?
Well, that's last I heard.
It's about me and Platinum Championship Wrestling. And that's my announcement, that they're going to show The Booker at 7:15. So the same night, I believe, as your event for Wrestling with Pop Culture's anniversary at Masquerade. So we're very excited about that. So we'll definitely be coming by the Masquerade after The Booker.
So PCW is going to be at the Masquerade?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Will you be there just to observe the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, or are you taking part in some way?
Well, I mean, I heard while I was there in the queue, I heard that Professor Morte's on the line, which is great. I don't know, like Monstrosity Championship Wrestling being there, I mean, it's really great, but that's where PCW has run shows traditionally at the Masquerade.
Right.
So, I don't know. Professor Morte, are you there?
Yes, of course I'm here. I'm ready to get some monsters wrestling out there now too, you know, since, you know, you guys started this thing up at Masquerade. I'm ready to move on in there and get my monsters wrestling out there. Too, you know.
I mean, that's it's totally cool that you guys are doing it. I don't know. I mean, it's a place where PCW wrestles and the Empire's wrestled. Since I'm going to have the wrestlers with me anyway, since we're all going to see The Booker and then come over to Masquerade for the celebration, what do you think about having Monstrosity Championship Wrestling against Platinum Championship Wrestling? Since obviously on the Friday shows, it's called the Empire. And they're in charge, but there's no reason that PCW can't be there on the 28th of March.
Oh, no, I think that's a great idea. So what you're saying is you want to pit PCW wrestlers against monsters?
Yes.
Against MCW? Oh, well, that should make things really interesting.
I think it will be very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm absolutely excited about that.
I mean, Jonathan, it's your event, so
it is,
are you
yes.
open for that?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I mean, I just wanted
totally
to do.
I'm totally open for that.
I wanted to do something a little different. I knew these monster guys had only done a couple of shows back in October, and I just thought it would be fun to let them have an opportunity. So I apologize if I stepped on your toes by inviting them into your venue, but I think this will make for a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out today that my event is an official after party for the Atlanta Film Festival, which means Atlanta Film Festival attendees will get in for free. So hopefully all the people that go to the screening will be there to witness the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling versus Platinum
versus
Championship Wrestling
PCW.
Spectacle.
That's going to be a spectacular spectacle.
Absolutely. Well, Morte, I guess we'll save your big announcement for next week since you got preempted by another big announcement. But hopefully you will call in again next week and let
sure.
us know what you have in store for PCW.
Great. I'll have some great news for you guys.
Well, thanks
Absolutely.
A lot, and have a great show.
All right.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
You too. Okay. Bye.
And thank you, Morte. All right, well, this event is just shaping up to be something spectacular, I'd say. What do you guys think?
I don't know. Morte said it's going to be spooktacular, so.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess, yes, it will be spooktacular for sure. So, I got the news today, and I also got a box of 5,000 flyers that I need to get rid of with all the information about who's playing, which the bands that are playing are Knee Deep and Death is a Dialogue. And as I mentioned last week, we've got PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, as a sponsor. We also have Adrenaline Fitness, Scout Mob, Creative Loafing, Ox's Wrestling Ring Rentals, and Criminal Records. So enough about that. Actually, I do have one more thing. Next week, one of our guests will be Mike Perkins, who is the director and writer of The Booker, the PCW documentary. So we'll hear more about the movie next week. But on to other things. So Danny Only, I believe tonight we have Talent and Money, and we had Bruce Santee as a guest, but he's not calling in now, is that right?
Yeah, Bruce just gave me a notice about an hour and a half ago. He got held up at work. One of the other guys he works with got sick and he had to cover for him, so he won't be able to call in, but he already said that he would like to call in again in the future, so we'll line it up and we'll get him on, and once he's on, trust me, it'll be a good show, but shit happens.
Yes, it does. We've got another caller, and I believe I recognize this number as well, so let's bring this person online. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have?
It's Strychnine. What's going on?
Strychnine. It's the Lethal Dose himself, Danny Only's tag team partner in the Hate Junkies.
Hey, Squirrel.
And,
hey, Squirrel. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm glad you called because we've got Talent Money calling in to talk about this weekend's Will Grayson Memorial Tag Team Invitational, which you guys are also a part of. So we'll have plenty to talk about. But before we get to all that, a lot of stuff happened in Georgia Wrestling over the past week. Chip Day, I believe, is a new Rampage television champion. The Washington Bullets lost the Peach State Wrestling Alliance tag team titles to the Exotic Ones, I believe. And last Tuesday, Universal Independent Wrestling had a show, which sounds like it was pretty good. I believe, Matt, you were there, and Danny, you wrestled there. So
yeah,
what can you guys...
Matthews.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, it better for me than for him. He had his hand raised at the end of the match, but I walked away. So take from that what you will. Matt was there. He can elaborate.
Yeah, give us a little recap of the show, Matt.
It was a throwdown as usual with those shows. The big highlights was if you got Danny Only and Kyle Matthews wrestling, then you know you're going to sit down for that. But they also have a big shakeup. Billy Knight, who has been teaming with, you know, his kinfolk, Frankie Valentine, and then Josh Storm's also a member of that family. They have had a bit of a falling out, and Terry Lawler and Billy Knight are now tagging together, and they are not well liked in the way everything went down. And so they were supposed to have a match that pitted Billy Knight and Terry Lawler against Josh Storm and Frankie Valentine. Well, show starts, Frankie's nowhere to be found. Now, we all know Frankie and his work ethic, so Frankie's not just going to not show up at a show unless something's wrong. We find out later that Billy and Terry had something to do with that. He's tied up somewhere in the building. But there's a fourth member of that family, and it's our Uncle Stan, who is we've known as a referee. Stan steps in to defend his cousin against his father and a veteran, Terry Lawler, in his first match. And they made a strong showing, but Stan ended up catching a lethal spike suplex brainbuster double up that just left him almost paralyzed, it appeared. So that went down, and so that's not over by a long shot.
Yeah, old Stinky Stan got dumped on his headpiece.
Yeah, he did. It went from a fun wrestling match to did I just see a kid get crippled real quick like.
Nah, he's still young. His bones aren't formed all the way. He'll bounce back.
He's still malleable, as they say.
Does he still have a soft spot on his head?
Well, not anymore, but he did.
Not anymore.
Well, then, of course, Friday night was, among other shows, Empire Wrestling at Academy Theater in Avondale Estates, which all of us, aside from Strychnine, were there. And that was another good show, I'd say. Danny Only, who did you take on there?
Me and the Phantom beat the hell out of Master Jay and Siler Cross. Got a little bit of payback on the Empire.
Right. Yeah, it was a big night for Damnation. You guys were involved in a lot of matches. I think the biggest surprise/disappointment, well, I guess it was a disappointment in that it didn't happen, was the Jagged Edge versus Jay Fury was supposed to be the main event, but then Matt Sexcells came out and took care of Jay Fury and I guess earned his place in the Empire, or I'm not really sure what he was trying to prove, but they were kind of just letting him do his thing against Jay Fury, and the match never happened with Jagged Edge, but it's definitely a crazy ending, as often is the case there.
Well, I'll say this, if Matt sells, if he wanted to make his appearance known, he did a good job, but he probably could have picked somebody besides Jay Fury to make a target, because Jay's not one to take lightly, so.
The mistake was he left him breathing, as has been said before, so.
Right.
Redemption and retribution will come, and I hope young Mr. Sales is prepared for that. It's the first time we saw him come back since he took that double stomp at the Masquerade from Supernatural, so that's a good way to bounce back, but I'm with Danny. I believe I'd bounce back against somebody else.
Yeah, well, and then Saturday was Anarchy, and I believe Strychnine and Danny Only were there. Am I correct?
You are Strychnine. Go ahead and tell them what happened.
Well, we went against Team Double Self, i.e. the Ambassadors, Jacoby Boykins and Chris Main. Apparently, they got we were doing our thing. They had me down for a second, what have you, and Danny comes in, he's rocking, and the two, they took their eyes off the prize because Urban Assault Squad music hit, and then we cut Chris Main in half, and that was all she wrote.
All right.
Yeah, that was how that worked out for him. Yeah.
Well, what else happened at Anarchy on Saturday?
Let me see. Michael Judas beat the brakes off of Brian Casanova, and that set up a big four-way for Hardcore Hell with the NWA Elite, consisting of Seven, Brian Casanova, Lane Vassar, and their fourth member in the match, Agent Attorney Jeff G. Bailey, who's been now put into that match against the Stray Cat, Brooke Gray Chase, Slim J, Johnny Dangerous, and Michael Judas.
All right, and then I saw that there was a big return that night as well.
There was. TNA's only master manipulator, no, I'm not going to say manipulator, just beast of a man, Gunner, came back in the building and Mike Posey came out and said that he deserved bigger things, and he got something bigger and probably something bigger than he wanted, and he got stomped into the dirt by Gunner.
All right. Matt, did you go to any shows on Saturday night?
I was at Peach State Saturday night, highlighted by the Bullets versus the Exotic Ones there. It was a great match, as you would expect from those two teams. And as usual, Simon Sermon with a trick in his back pocket, they got the win. It was not clean. At some point, Simon sprayed something in Stan's eye so the referee could not see who he was counting for the pinfall. Actually, Trey had got the pinfall, but when the referee got his eyes cleared up, Tommy Too Much had knocked Trey out and put Simon on top of him. So your new tag team champions for Peach State are the Exotic Ones once again. But we saw a runner in by...
That, there's something about that sentence that's disturbing, and it's the fact that he put Simon on top of him.
He goes for what he knows, I suppose. And then you had a run-in by UIW's tag champs there, the So Fine Mafia, Too Fine Mafia. I always get that confused. But so next go-round, they'll be challenging the Exotic Ones for that tag, for those tag titles. And I also saw a new Cypher was crowned the new junior heavyweight champion out there. So the young kid kind of got his first real go at it. He won a battle royal, beat a lot of guys. So I'm sure he's riding on top of the world. And that show will go down as the infamous heart attack show, as a fan might have suffered a heart attack involved in that. So it was an interesting night, as it usually is out there in Carrollton.
Yeah, Stitch is a good talent, man. He's got a lot of ability in him. And you said a heart attack. What, it wasn't on a team all you could eat, was it?
It was not. We survived the night. We survived. We know how to handle ours. Some people must not. So I'm hoping that Patrick's okay, but it did not look good for a while. If it shuts up J-Rod and Crew Jones from cutting a promo, it must have been pretty serious.
Yeah, nothing shuts up Crew Jones.
And Wicked Nemesis has put a bunch of guys together to try to take their company over. They were thwarted a little bit when Mr. Hughes wouldn't accept their offer to join them, so who knows what's in store for if I know Wicked Nemesis like I know Wicked Nemesis, it's not over.
Well, let's move on to this weekend. There's a lot of shows coming up. In particular, there's the Will Grayson Tag Team Invitational on Saturday, and we have Talent Money, JT Talent, and Andrew Pendleton III, former NWA Anarchy Tag Team Champions. I believe we have them both on the line now, so let's bring them on. Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing good.
Hey,
how are
you doing?
Just to verify, is this Talent Money that's called in, or do I have two random other people?
This is Talent Money, I believe.
Yeah, this is Talent Money.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling in. Let's talk about this Saturday, first of all. You guys are in the Tag Team Invitational at the Will Grace Memorial, as well as the Hate Junkies and Washington Bullets and a number of other tag teams. What do you guys have planned for that? Do you know who your first opponent will be?
I'm pretty sure it's the Hate Junkies, I believe. Danielle and Strychnine. I believe, I could be wrong on that. I haven't really been keeping up with too much about it, but I believe that first round is Talent Money versus Hate Junkies.
Uh-oh. And for all those listening...
Yeah, don't exactly plan to make any of it. Yeah, just call it. You're going to be calling an early night, just saying.
Right.
Hey, for all those listening, you might want to come check this out, because if I remember correctly, this will be the first time that Talent and Money has been in the ring with the Hate Junkies in a tag team match.
That is true.
I believe it is.
I was about to ask how many times you guys have faced off. I would imagine that up in Anarchy you had, but kind of surprising to hear that you have not.
We were on our way in at Anarchy when Money on its way out, but it was right near when JT Talent went through that stint where he could not wrestle. And, you know, our paths never crossed until now. But
yeah.
Singles, I've wrestled JT Talent once, but other than that, that's how that goes.
We did now the first Will Grayson Memorial we were supposed to do. I think it was supposed to be Talent Money versus Hate Junkies, but Drew, you had something, you had to work, or you had something come up, and me and Slim J.
Yeah, I think I was on vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And Slim J filled in. And that was the only time I've ever worked with Hank Junkies. I did. We had, like Strict Nine just said, we did work each other about a month ago. And that was the first time I've wrestled with him. And I can't remember if, Danny, have we ever had a singles match? Or
I don't think we have, man. I think the only time we've been in the ring together is when me and Strict went against you and Slim J. And that was a
concussion. Poor guy.
Well, Danny,
but now
you
we
and...
get to see who the best is. You know, I read the reports. I see everything that's going on. I see all the good things that everybody's saying about the Hate Junkies. And Hate Junkies have seemed to take that spot that me and Drew had for so long. And now we get to see who the best really is. First
yeah.
round.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about this tournament. You know, you look forward to, I mean, this is, you know, it is for a good cause. You get to, I think a lot of Mark Grayson, he's always been a big supporter of mine, and I'm happy to do anything for him. And this tag team match, I mean, this is eight of the best tag teams, you know, in the state of Georgia. And, you know, for some of these guys, it could be the biggest night of their career. But for me and Drew, it's just a Saturday because we've already been on top. And we know what it's like to be on top. And we're going to show everybody
right.
else what it's like to be on top.
I think the best thing is that just about any match that you put in this tournament could be considered a main event match at any show across the Southeast. So, I mean, there's really not a matchup that you're not going to have some of the best wrestlers, especially tag team wrestlers, maybe in the Southeast and the entire, you know, United States going at it. And so you're going to have some real high-quality matches and some guys really pushing the limits. Luckily, you know, it's nice. Me and Talent, this is our first match back together since he had the injury, so, you know, we can kind of get back in the swing of things, and it's exciting for us because, you know, just to get back in and do what we've been doing for so long, you know, and have a shot to get back on top, and this is one heck of a way to bring it back to win this tournament and just put ourselves right back in the spotlight where we belong.
Boom.
Unfortunately, I got to call this a short night for me on the show. I will say that I will see you, Danny, Saturday, and Talent Money, I will see you Saturday as well. I'll be the one in the funny face paint beating the crap out of the two of you. So, yeah. Just in case you missed it, my eyes aren't the same color. You'll get really acquainted with the bottom of my shoe, just saying. But either way, I'm out. See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Right, thanks for calling.
Well, we know he wasn't in a rush to go take a shower, so.
No, but he's probably in a rush to go bang somebody's girlfriend.
That's probably true.
Well, you guys, Talent Money, I haven't seen, I don't think you tag as much as you used to. Is this the first time you guys have tagged in a while, this Saturday?
This is the first time we've seen since Bright Night.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yeah,
it's been over almost a year and a half since we've been in the ring together.
I think Fright Night, that was the match where it was table one, JT Talent zero.
Yes.
Yes.
that was the revenge for that table.
That was a hellacious cage match, and we just beat the shit out of each other. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, good. We beat the shit out of each other all night, and obviously Talent made it out of the ring and made his way into the hospital, and you know, he's been on a long road to recovery ever since, and you know, it's fantastic to get back in the ring with him and finally go back to probably some of my best memories in the entire, you know, 7-8 years I've been wrestling.
That match was something amazing, because not only was it a culmination of the Talent Money New Age feud, and you know, it's sad that Talent had to go to the hospital afterward, but something else can be said, because Derek Driver wasn't seen around the Anarchy Arena too many times after that either, so that's a testament to how tough that match was on both teams, and I gotta tip my hat to all four of you guys. You know, that was, we were all watching in the back, and it was crazy, so I'm glad you're all walking, even though it was a year and a half.
I appreciate that. That was a I mean, that was just, man, that, when I think back on it all, on all of it, man, that match means so much to me, because it was, like you said, it was us four guys. It was the end of something we worked so hard to put together, and we wanted it to be, you know, a masterpiece at the end, and it was just one of those stories that don't really come along the way that often, and it was just, it meant a lot to me. After the match, but it still, I mean, I can look back, and even if I never, you know, get to have a classic match like that again, that alone, the memory of that match alone will carry me through anything, just because it just meant so much to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost going to feel bad to knock that memory out of your head Saturday, but...
I don't know, we're young, we're spry now, Danny. We're rested.
Yeah.
Well rested.
We've been hibernating. That's what it was. It wasn't an injury. We just hibernate. When you live for so long, you got to hibernate every now and then.
You know, you don't take a match with the Hate Junkies lightly, so we had to get some rest and warm up, and maybe we'll surprise you.
Well, guys,
what better way to come
be...
back on top than to take out the Hate Junkies, you know? I mean, what better way to let everybody know that we're back? I mean, got to give credit to you guys as well. I mean, you guys... Well, after Talent Money and the New Way feud was over, tag team, the focus of the tag team division there at Anarchy was up for so long that you would think that it would have been a hard transition and for another tag team to make it and to get the attention that they did, but you guys didn't have a problem with that at all. And you guys have took the ball, ran with it. I couldn't be more proud of you two, or you four, or you the Hate Junkies and Youth Gone Wild, tag teams like that at Anarchy. I mean, I tip my hat to you guys as well.
Well, is this going to be a one-time thing for Talent Money, or are you guys planning on sticking together for a little while?
God, I hope not. It'd be nice to have somebody carry me through a match again. I miss it.
Well, times have changed, so the carrying, that would be on your hands now.
Oh, shit. You guys might want to get a refund for those tickets.
Well, so I know Danny Only and Andrew Pendleton III were also part of the Prophets of Doom at one point. Where does that all fit into in the scheme of in the timeline that we're talking about? That was a little more recently.
Yeah, when Talent got hurt, me and Danny. You know, me and Danny have known each other for a while, and we actually went down to another promotion, PCW in Atlanta, and we gave it a run as a tag team under the Prophets of Doom and had a lot of success, and, you know, I mean, really kind of tried to help them bring their tag team wrestling to the next level, and actually a byproduct of some of that, and I obviously don't want to take credit for any specific amount, but Washington Bullets, one of their first matches were against us, and we worked quite a few with them, and you've seen them kind of really grow and become a great tag team. I think they're a part of the tag team tournament as well.
Yeah, they are.
So they're, I mean, they're a team that when me and Danny first started tag teaming, we spent a lot of time in the ring with them all over. And, I mean, they're a pretty formidable opponent, and they've really come a long way. They've learned a lot from that first match, down by Fulton County Stadium with the Japanese arm drag, but, you know, they've come a long way, and so it's hard to get in the ring with Danny, but it's easy to get in the ring with Danny because you're never afraid when it's your friend because you can just beat the crap out of them, and you know you can push them to that next level that you can't push somebody that you don't know as well. And so I think with as good of friends as me and Danny are outside the ring, and as fierce of competitors as me and Talon are, and you throw Strychnine in the mix, it's I think all hell's going to break loose in the first round of that tournament.
Is there anybody else in the tournament who you've had feuds with in the past, maybe have some bad blood with?
For me, I've never been in the ring. I've never even met these Washington Bullet guys, and I hear good things about them, so I'm looking forward to meeting these guys and watching their work, and I have had a feud or two with Clue Jones in FCCW, and I am looking forward to seeing Crew. I haven't seen him in a long time. I haven't seen any of these guys really in a long time. The only wrestlers I really see is up at APW in Royston, so I'm looking forward to seeing all these guys. I haven't seen them in so long, and
It's been at least 2 years since I've seen Crew, and I'm looking forward to that more than anything.
And I think last time you saw Crew, you were wrestling for the heavyweight championship down there in, was it not Douglasville, Carrollton?
Carrollton, yeah, Carrollton.
Yep.
Yep. Was that at Peach State?
No, that was at SCW. Scottie.
Oh, okay.
I was the last heavyweight champion there, by the way. I want to throw that out there.
No big deal.
Hey, you still have the belt?
You were the heavyweight and the X division or cardiac division, whatever.
They called it something else. I forgot. It was the belt with the X on it, though. It was that one, yeah.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think at one point we had a bodyguard when we wrestled
did.
Down there.
We
and
did.
Man, it's just a this is just young kid, real wet behind the ears, really loved the business. And gosh, what was that guy's name, talent?
I'd like to. Was it D-Ball? Was that
the
name?
D-Ball, yeah.
D-Ball.
Yeah.
D-Ball.
D-Ball.
And then he became our limo driver at Anarch.
Yep.
I wonder what happened to that guy, though. Whatever happened
to him? I don't know.
He got
hurt from
and went downhill from there.
Yeah. Looked a little bit like Danny Only, if now that I think about it.
He did a little bit.
Well, that's fine.
I don't know.
Friday
man,
night,
I
we're
going about the guy.
We're going to make him our servant again. So.
Oh.
Well, guys, we have to take a quick commercial break, but since our other guest is not calling in tonight, you guys are welcome to stay on if you want to keep talking about this weekend and past events, but we're going to go to commercial real quick. We'll be back in just a moment.
Georgia wrestling fans, you're going to want to make your plans to be at Johnny G's the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, 2 p.m. bell time, for Rampage Pro Wrestling television taping. And fans, if you're in Middle Georgia, make sure that you watch Rampage Pro Wrestling on Fox 24, Saturday 9 a.m. on the My 41.2, Saturday at 10 p.m. Cox Communications Cable, Thursday 8, Saturday at noon, and of course, Rampage Rewind, the one-half-hour show on Cox Communications throughout the schedule. Fans, be there.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today. 229-247-0386 or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
This is Miss Rachel from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Championship Wrestling. Every Friday night, The Empire presents the best in professional wrestling
at the Academy Theater in Avondale State.
We're also at the Masquerade every month or so.
Check us out on Facebook. Just look for Platinum Championship Wrestling.
And you'll get the latest details on all the hottest action from The Empire,
formerly known as Platinum Championship Wrestling.
We get it. That's every Friday night at the Academy Theater and at the Masquerade as well every month. We'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. We're still talking to Talent and Money, two-time NWA Tag Team Champions, NWA Anarchy Tag Team Champions, I'm sorry. Have you guys held any other tag team titles?
I don't think so. Have we?
I think we had the we had the belts down at down in Carrollton for a little bit when we were Josh Stone and do we ever win them? I know we had a big cage match.
Right. I don't remember ever winning that match or winning those belts.
No, but Talon's won quite a few. We've both been the Southern States champion at APW. He was heavyweight down at, was that SCWA or?
SECW.
And I was a Young Lions champion in Anarchy twice. So, I mean, we've definitely had singles and tag team success, but most of it has been bred from the tag team.
Yep.
All right. Well, Matt, do you have any questions for these guys? I don't know how much you've seen them wrestle.
I have not had the pleasure. I think I might have saw them once up at Anarchy. How did y'all come together?
I started training in 2006 up at Anarchy. And when I came up there, Drew had already been training. How long have you been training whenever?
Probably about six months to a year maybe when you started. It wasn't that long.
And so we started working together there, working each other. It was just me and him and Slim J and Adrian Hawkins. That was our class there. And we were the first ones to come through Slim J's training school. And we started, Drew had his, he was working matches before I was. And we started working matches up at, what was Shadow Jackson's company name? MAXW.
Oh, MAXW, yep.
Yeah. And we were doing single stuff there. I started wrestling, and me and him both worked in Royston for Jeremy Vane. And then Dan Wilson had a promotion going in, where was it at? LJ. LJ left us. They were around several towns there. And we actually had matching gear, or we both had the same color gear, so that's why they put us together for the first time. We both had these horrendous gold and black pants.
Yeah, black and gold pants.
And they put us together, and Drew was coming out of a tag team called Sexymoney, and Caleb Conley, he moved up to Charlotte,
with High Spot.
So I just kind of filled in for his spot, and I mean, it was just temporary for the time being, and then they said, we got a cool tag name with Talent and Money, and we just started, we were curtain jerking up at Anarchy for probably a good year and a half. And then things started picking up, and New Wave started getting hot, and they needed some opponents for them. They wanted something like the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express, and we just happened to fit the bill for that. So,
what really took us off is when we had a match. I guess that was 07. We had a four-way, four tag team match, a ladder match for the tag team titles. And it ended up winning Match of the Year. Is that right, Talent?
Yep.
Yeah, and it was, it actually ended up being a fantastic match. And, everybody was real, it was real competitive, and it was real, real rough. And there was some real innovative stuff that we, never seen. Steven Walters at a 450 through a ladder, through a big, tall ladder, springboard 450 on the Talent. And, I mean, there was just some crazy stuff going on in that match. And so, that really kind of catapulted all four of the tag teams. Billy Buck and Skater Boy, I guess he was Chris King at the time, and then us, and then the Hollywood Brunettes were in it too. And so that kind of became the theme that every big show that Anarchy ran, we had some sort of crazy kind of stipulation, let's see what we can outdo next time match. And so that's kind of just put us in the spotlight.
Well, hey guys,
go ahead, John.
I'm sorry, we've got a caller. I want to bring this person online, see if it's someone that might have some questions for Talent and Money.
Sure.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. You're on the line with Talent and Money. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Sean Banks, the smaller half of Hot Light Lava. That's not what your girlfriend said. Booyah. who am I speaking with? Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and Danny Only and Matt Hankins, and our guests tonight are Talent Money. And I guess now we've got another guest from Hot Like Lava.
Yeah, Danny Only, you know there's a tag team tournament coming up.
Yeah, I've kind of heard of it.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about.
So you plugged all the particulars. I think I say where it's at or when it is. Good deal.
So we've talked a little bit about Hot Like Lava's involvement in that. Who are you guys taking on in the first round? Do you know yet?
I have no idea, bro. I don't know. Hopefully not the Hate Junkies, because if it's them, I mean, I'm bringing some Febreze, because Danny Only's partner's B.O. is on steroids. That's okay. I heard steroids tested positive for Hot Like Lava.
We had Strychnine online earlier.
Come again?
I said we had Strychnine on here a little earlier, and I guess he has a reputation.
Smell him through the phone. Hey, you know who I'd like to face? You know who I'd like to face in this tournament?
Who's that?
The Washington Bullets. Those two guys better go practice getting black eyes. Because when me and Crew get up... Hang on, can you give a black guy a black eye?
Black guy a black eye.
You got to hit him pretty hard, but you can get it done.
Yeah.
That rhymed too. I'm a poet. Black guy, black eye.
That was great. Well, we've got another caller. Let's see who this is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
It's Larry Goodman. I was just laughing about the black eye thing. That was great.
Yeah. Probably
hey, Larry
there.
Goodman.
Hey.
Larry Goodman, thanks for calling. Sure. You're on the line with a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess.
Larry Goodman, how's it hanging?
Not too bad tonight. How about you?
It's okay. You know, I'm feeling kind of lucky. That's my new nickname. Next time you see me, I want you to call me Lucky.
Why is that, sir?
Because the other night I was in East Atlanta in the Sitco. I was just about to purchase a Hustler magazine because I saw one of my ex-girlfriends on the cover. And as I'm landing on the counter, gunfire rings out. It's a drive-by. Everybody in the store gets shot. I don't get a scratch on me. Is that lucky?
That's lucky.
I hope you kept the magazine.
I got it for free. I just ran out with it, but
of course.
I don't know if I just got it like that or if that gun was loaded with Washington bullets, because everybody knows Washington bullets can't touch Hot Like Lava.
Well, I seem to recall you guys facing them a few months ago at Academy Theater, and it didn't go so well for Hot Like Lava.
It hasn't been going so well in Rampage either for you with the bullet.
It was a fluke, Larry. It was a fluke. Both times.
Thanks. Both times.
Yeah. Larry, the point is, next time you see me, what are you going to call me?
Lucky.
No. Scratch that, Larry. Next time you see me, I want you to call me Lucky Lucky. You know why?
Double Lucky.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because, like, 3 days ago, I was walking down the street, and a piano fell out of the sky. They had dropped it from a 10-story window. It landed, like, 5 feet behind me and killed a Hate Junkie fan, which there's not an abundance of, unlike Hot Like Lava fans. I mean, we got all the chicks, probably y'all's chicks, whoever's listening to this. We probably got your chick once upon a time.
Well, Sean, I hate to tell you, you know, there's not an abundance of Hate Junkie fans, just all of Hot Like Lava's girlfriends who end up in the back room with Strychnine at the end of the show.
And with a gas mask on.
No, it doesn't matter because their face is down in the pillow. But so you got to remember, you might be lucky, but I got a feeling that Goodman's going to have a new nickname for you come Saturday, and it's going to be Smeared and Queered.
Hey, we got girls, brother. We got girls. But if I could clone myself, me and my clone would probably never leave the house. Because it's not gay if it's your clone. That's just masturbation.
an interesting way to look at it.
Hey, Sean, I have a question for you that doesn't pertain to this weekend's show, but you guys have been part of Universal Championship Wrestling as of late with Johnny Fairplay. You're part of his faction along with Mike Knox and Luke Gallows.
Right.
You guys have been, you know, you've been looking pretty good up there. What are your thoughts on that promotion, and what do you guys have in store? I know they've got some shows coming up, I believe not this weekend, but next.
Yeah, I believe the 24th in Norcross, if I'm not mistaken, and the 31st in Ringgold somewhere. I don't know if it's Ringgold High School or where it's at. But I think it's a great promotion. You know, there's a lot of guys on it that have tasted the big time, you know, and it makes Hot Light Lava want to get a lick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Want to taste a little bit of that. But everybody's really nice. It's a good show to learn from because your dad were guys who have been there, done that, you know.
Yeah, and you guys have been, the shows I've been to, you've been feuding with the Rock and Roll Express and...
Yeah, Captain Mullet and Googly Eyes.
Do you know who your opponents are going to be next Saturday? Or not next Saturday, but on the 24th?
I can't tell you, man. I'm the world's worst. I don't know until I get there, man. I'm all about myself. All I know is my reflection in the mirror.
Could I ask you a serious question, Sean?
Yeah.
Just what's it like being able to work with true legends like the Rock and Roll Express?
It's awesome. I mean, I've worked with those guys everywhere for a long time. I mean, they get around. They do a lot of stuff. But it's really humbling. I mean, to be there with guys that, you know, like I said, they've been all the way to the top. They've been in that spotlight, and it's really humbling. I mean, it's hard for a guy like me and crew. It's hard for guys like us to be humbled, but, yeah, it's a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, I almost feel bad, Sean Banks, because, I mean, when you're done with your match with the Hate Junkies, it's going to be kind of hard to look at your reflection with two swollen eyes, but, you know, it's what we got to do, man.
Danny only, you need to go back to blowing up balloons for little kids, you clown. You're not going to stop me.
Yeah.
Huh? Go wrestle a gummy worm or something. I don't even have to make sense to burn you, Danny Only.
I was about to say, you guys usually have a lot better material than that.
I got some good material for you. I got some good material for you.
Yeah?
Next time you see me, I want you to call me Lucky, Lucky, Lucky. You know why?
No.
I believe you're going to tell us, aren't you?
3 nights ago, I was getting it on with my Japanese girlfriend, and there was a boiler room explosion, and the chandelier fell, hit me in the butt, and I had to go and get 6 stitches. Now, I know you're thinking, why does that make me lucky, 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 right?
Because there was 6 less stitches than you have to get when Cruz done with you?
No, because... 10 seconds earlier, they'd been putting those stitches in the back of my head, if you get my drift. Hey, guys, I think I laid up enough of y'all's time. I'm going to chill.
Leave him one more.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to seeing you, all of you guys, this Saturday. But actually, we kind of need to wrap things up. So, Talent and Money, I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
Nope. Just be there Saturday. Watch Talent and Money take over the tag team scene once again in the state of Georgia.
Well, bring your work boots, boys.
I never took them off.
No, that's Strychnine's gimmick.
Yeah.
Or
it's because Strychnine can't afford shoes.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll see y'all guys later.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks to all you guys for calling in. Larry, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
What's going on? Were you calling in to talk about anything?
I was just going to throw in a question or two, but I think you guys have covered the ground quite well.
All right. Well, did you see any? Did you a review of Anarchy's show on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, very good show. Very strong show. As I wrote, the crowd reactions out there have increased exponentially compared to what they were a few months ago. I would say Anarchy's on a roll at this point.
Well, that's always good to hear. Is Seth DeLay still the king of something?
He is still the king. He faces Bo Newsom at Hardcore Hell on the 31st, but he is still the king at this point in time.
All right. Well,
hey, I got a question. Are you going to be at the tag tourney this Saturday?
You know, after listening to this show tonight, I think I'm going to make my way out there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, make sure you bring lots of paper and pencil because you're going to have a lot to write about when we beat the crap out of Talent Money.
Yeah, there's been enough trash talking on this show to get me out there.
Yeah, well, I plan on being there as well. And then there's a lot of shows. There's TNT Pro Wrestling also that night, which I believe the Hate Junkies are going to participate in that after the Tag Team Invitational. Is that right, Danny?
That is correct. That means once we win the tag team tournament and head up to TNT, that's four times in one day, and nothing easy, but the Hate Junkies can do it.
Yeah, I guess if anyone can, it would be you guys. And I know also PCW, or I don't know if this is Empire or PCW, but some assortment of those wrestlers is participating in a fair out in the Conyers area, and I don't know the name of it, but I think it's a free show, so if anyone's out in that area, that's Saturday night as well. And other than that,
I believe that's in Porterdale, if I'm not
Porterdale.
Mistaken.
Okay. All right. Well, Porterdale, I think it's like a county fair or something, and I asked Stephen Platinum earlier today if he knew what time that show started, and he didn't know, but he said it's at night, so I'm sure they'll have more information about that on Friday at Academy Theater. But other than that, I believe there's not a lot going on until the following weekend. Do you know of any other shows this weekend, Larry?
Actually, no.
UIW is at Gold Dust Park that night as well.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So are they doing shows on Tuesdays and Saturdays now?
Yep. That venue has changed 15 times since I heard about it, but I'm pretty sure the last one I heard was Gold Dust Park. So, yeah, they're running a couple times a week now when they get a chance.
Okay. Well, let's see. I want to make some more announcements about the Wrestling with Pop Culture anniversary party on March 28th. Tickets are $8 in advance or $10 at the door, but there are $5 tickets at Academy Theater, and there will be $5 tickets tomorrow night at the Plaza Theater for Splatter Cinema, and there will be $5 tickets on Thursday at the Claremont Lounge where Death is a Dialogue is playing. That's one of the bands that's also performing on the 28th. And you can get tickets to the Atlanta Film Festival, which will get you free admission by going to atlantafilmfestival.com. I think we've covered a lot tonight. Surprisingly, we have a few minutes left. So, Rich, why don't you tell us about the other Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network shows? You guys just did OVW Overview this past weekend, right? I'm sorry, I said Rich, I meant Larry.
Yeah. We got Dan Wilson's Black Midnight Mass on Friday nights, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Ringside Rap with Rich Tate, Mike Sempervivi, Les Thatcher, that's every Wednesday night, and Peach State Pandemonium on Thursdays with Jerry Oates, Bobby Simmons, and Mike Norris.
Right, and when is the next OVW show?
We will be April 15th with the one and only Dean Hill, the legendary Dean Hill. For OVW fans, that means something. If you're not, well, it's meaningless.
How are things going with OVW since it became a TNA developmental territory?
Well, I mean, really not much has changed. The only guys that are there from TNA are Anarchia, Jesse Godders, and Rob Terry.
Okay.
So it's essentially has very little influence on what's going on there. Terry looks better. you know, of course, you would almost have to look better, but I think it's helping him. And I like Jesse Godders is interesting. He's wrestling under the name Mr. Pectacular, which I really like. That. Yeah, I know. Good gimmick.
All right. Well, Danny, Matt, do you guys have anything else to talk about?
No, man.
I'm
going to finish
my
beer,
Danny.
Sweet.
Where is my shirt, Danny?
Oh, yeah. Barbershopwindow.com. They did really good with the sales. I'm not sure when they're shipping them, but they said the middle of March. So you should have your Get Better or Get Out shirts by the end of the month.
All right.
Cool, and I'll have Wrestling with Pop Culture t-shirts in time for the show at the Masquerade on the 28th for anyone who would like to purchase one of those. And, of course, we will have more information about that over the next couple of weeks. But next week's guest on Georgia Wrestling Now will be Pandora, one of the few female talents in Georgia who's had a lot of big matches lately. She challenged for the NWA Women's title. I believe that was about 2 months ago now. She challenged for the Empire Wrestling title, and she's got another big title match coming up later this month. So we'll talk to her. And we're also, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk to Mike Perkins, the director of The Booker, the PCW documentary that's also screening on the 28th at the Atlanta Film Festival. So I believe we've covered everything. So I guess we'll talk to you guys next week, or I'll see you later this week at some of the shows.
All right.
And
all
thanks
right.
for calling tonight, Larry.
Thanks.
All right.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.